today's talk title is Song of Gabriel. And in order to give you this talk about the Song of Gabriel, I'll need to take you back to some scriptures that have to do with this present Holy Day holiday season that we're experiencing right now. Some years ago, maybe 30 years ago, I was reading the scriptures in preparation for Christmas season, and it occurred to me that Gabriel was in there a lot. He was encountering a number of people, and he was basically singing a personal song to each one of them, but each of their song began with the same two lyrics. To begin sharing this with you, I'll take you back to a character named Zacharias. Zacharias was a priest in the temple. He had become an old man whose dream seemed to be dying inside of him. His dream was always to father a child, to father a son. But now he was old, his wife was old, and for all intents and purposes, he realized that it was scientifically impossible for his wife to bear a child. But he had never given up that dream. He just had begun to doubt its possibility to enter into manifestation. One day while he was lighting incense in the temple, a light appeared near him. And suddenly, an angel manifested. The angel announced that his name was Gabriel. On the arrival of an angel in our lives, many times we would seem that we would just greet the angel with, "Oh, wow, awesome, an angel visiting me." But that's not what has happened in my life many times when I've been visited. The first thing that I've done is freaked right out at the appearance of light taking in my bedroom or in my backyard. And Zacharias was no different from me. He freaked out. So the first two lyrics of the song that Gabriel came and sang to him were "Fear not." He said, "Fear not, Zacharias, that your dream is dying within you. Fear not that even though it looks like it is impossible for you to realize your heart's desire, God has a different idea, which is to grant you what you desire." He said, "Zacharias, if you will just lay your fear aside long enough, you will see what God can do. God will give you your son. Your wife will bear a child, but not just any son. Your son shall be called John the Baptist, and he will usher in a new era, a new manifest experience where we prepare ourselves to give birth to the Christ within us. Zacharias, if you can lay your fear aside long enough and continue in your faith and trust, God will manifest your heart's desire." Then I read about a young maiden whose name was Mary. She was in her room minding her own business when suddenly Gabriel appeared before her. She, like me, freaked out. Gabriel's first two lyrics had to be what he had sung to Zacharias: "Fear not." He said, "Fear not, Mary, because I am an angel who has come to give you some astounding news. Because of your purity, because of your innocence, God has chosen you to give birth to the manifest living Christ here on planet Earth. Mary, if you can just lay your fear aside long enough and trust in the goodness and the majesty of the Almighty One, you will bear in your womb a child, even though you have never been touched by a man. Mary, put your fear aside and watch what God can do." Mary was betrothed to a guy named Joseph. She shared the news with Joseph that she had been visited by Gabriel and that she had been impregnated by the Holy Spirit. Joseph freaked out. The law of the land and the law of the religion stated that a woman who was impregnated without being married should be taken by her betrothed to the outside of the city gates, and he should gather all of his posse with him, all of his boys. They should pick up rocks and stone her. He was completely devastated that the love of his life had gotten herself into such a position and had expected him to believe that her pregnancy had not come through being touched by a man. That night when he went to sleep, Gabriel visited him, and he freaked out. So the beginning of Gabriel's song to Joseph was the same as it had been to Mary and to Zacharias. take unto you Mary as your wife, because it so happens that she's telling the truth. Joseph, if you can lay your fear aside of what other people are going to think, if you can lay your fear aside of having to go against the law of your religion and not stone this woman, you will be known throughout history, her story, its story, as the person who married the woman and took care of the child that God sent to herald peace on planet Earth. Soon after, Gabriel visited with some shepherds who were in the field minding their flock. And as always, when Gabriel appeared before them, they freaked right out. And so Gabriel's first two lyrics were the same that he had sang to Joseph in his dream, the same he had sang to Mary, and the same that he had sung to Zacharias. Fear not. Fear not, shepherd, at the light that you see before you. Fear not at the glory that is entering into your consciousness. If you can lay your fear aside, shepherds, long enough to simply follow the light that God has sent that will direct you where you need to be. If you lay that fear aside and put one foot in front of another foot in front of another foot, marching sometimes even through what appears to be the valley of the shadow of death, continuing on your journey to where the star leads you, you will bear witness to the most glorious experience that will ever grace the face of planet Earth. You will see the child whom God has sent to herald peace on Earth and goodwill toward everyone. I don't know what you're afraid of, but I know that fear visits us all. And sometimes we think, when we are visited by fear, that we are visited by danger. But what if God has another idea? What if God is sending us all of our experiences in the form of Gabriel? Well, even though we may be freaked out when all possibility presents itself in our life, Gabriel is singing to each and every one of us our own personal song, but it's always beginning with the same two lyrics. Fear not. If you can just lay your fear long enough, you will come to understand that the living Christ is living now in you. Gabriel, as the voice for God, is saying to you exactly what he sang to Mary. Because of your innocence, because of your purity, you have been chosen to give birth to the living expression of the child of God. And so maybe you didn't know it when you came in here, but listen to me now. You are pregnant. Within you is the child of God forming itself, developing its fingers and its toes, and its capacity to bring glory and light to what seems to be a world filled with shadows. You see, the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago was just the beginning. It was a birth of one who has come declaring to you that greater things than I have done are also possible for you to do. Who has come to declare to you, yes, God is my dad, but God's your daddy too. The one who has come to declare to you that, as Britt reminded us earlier in the service, your only happiness can come when you are extending peace, love, and forgiveness. Peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone. What an idea. And trust me, it is an idea whose time has come. But don't expect it to come through your neighbor. Don't expect it to come through your parent or your child. And please don't expect it to come through your significant other. If it does not come through you or from you, you will identify someone in your life whom you will hold accountable for bringing this great peace into your life. And as much as your significant other loves you, as much as they would desire to give you anything your heart desires, the one thing they cannot give you is the peace that is being born to be manifest right inside of you. You are pregnant. And just like all pregnancies, sometimes they come with uncomfortability. Sometimes your back hurts. Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you have insomnia. Sometimes food doesn't sit well on your stomach. But if these things are going on and you don't know you're pregnant, then you stay freaked out. If your body begins to swell and you don't know you're pregnant, you stay freaked out. But if you remember, I have within me the child of God, the hurting back, the insomnia, the uncomfortability, the bloating, and the weight gain are all simply signals that you are about to give birth. Who is it that you are about to give birth to? It is you without your capacity to fall into fear. It is you without your willingness to court confusion. It is you without your willingness to allow your mind to wander out of the Garden of Eden and into the wilderness of judgment and blame and shame. It is your willingness, this new you, to let go of any desire except the desire to manifest the living Christ. If you remember you're pregnant, confusion won't be able to confuse you quite as much. If you remember that you are pregnant, fear will not be able to make you so afraid. You are with child. Who is this child? It has been called Christ. The Christ of you is developing within you. And I am so grateful for Unity of New York, for all of its teachers, for all of its help, the people who do the praying after the service, the people who prepare the programs, the people who stock the bookstore. I am so grateful that here in New York City, there is Unity of New York, a place where you can come and plug into your power source, where you can come to remember who you are and whose you are and what you are, that you are a child of God, that you are giving birth to. Trust me. Don't try to get it from your friends. If they have what you need, they give it to you because they love you that much. Don't try to get it from your husband. God would he love to give it to you, but he doesn't have it. You see, he's birthing his own. Each of us is responsible to give birth to the Holy Child that we have been waiting to save us from this appearance of darkness, to save us from our tendency to be overwhelmed by fear. Let's face it, in this manifest world, there are many, many things that look like they should put us into fear. It's amazing how real some of the shadows feel. The shadow of poverty, the shadow of aloneness, the shadow of the appearance of dis-ease. But when we are visited by these shadows, we have to remember that we are the light come to shine them away. And if we can just lay our fear aside long enough, we can see what God can do. Nobody told me the way would be easy. But I know my God didn't bring me this far just to leave me. We are called upon to continue in our praise. Many of us have learned to habitually praise God when everything is going hunky-dory, when everything looks just like we want it to look, when we have an overflow of capital in the bank, when our friends are gathered around us, affirming us and hugging us and kissing us, when our children are minding as we have told them to mind and behave, as our parents are minding and doing what we think is appropriate in their behavior, when our husband brings us flowers, when our wife cooks us a favorite meal. But what about when we are visited with an opportunity to work? What about when we are visited with something that doesn't exactly feel so sweet. I remind us many times, because I remind you of what I need to be reminded of, which is your most powerful time to praise your God is when you are going through the fire. As I said, I believe the last time I was here, these five unity principles are only able to be activated in the appearance of their not being true. When it appears as though there are many powers besides God, that's when we have an opportunity to practice principle number one. When we feel that we are worthless and that our life has been a waste and we have not lived up to our capacity, that's the time to practice principle number two that declares that the same light that God is the light that you are, and that nothing shall ever be able to separate you from the love of God. When we are looking for a way to connect with our power source, we have a principle that tells us that prayer has created thinking that heightens our connection with God's mind, and therefore pours out what I like to think of as pours forth. Sometimes when I think of pour your blessings on me, God, I think that I'm at some level convincing myself that my blessings are outside of me, and I'm asking God to pour blessings onto me. I've been practicing in my privacy to say, pour forth from me my blessings. Pour forth from me my prosperity. Pour forth from me my abundant health, peace, joy, and happiness. If you don't get it from you, you're not going to get it. Do you not remember? That Eric Butler, in my favorite book that he wrote, Discover the Power Within, talks about the gods giving the treasure of peace and love and connection, and saying, where can we put it? We don't want it to be too easy to find. We want them to have to search for that baby that's alive inside of them. We want them to have to want it with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength. They thought about putting it in the ground, but said, no, one day people will be able to dig in the ground and they will find it. Let's put it under the sea. No, one day they will build a machine that will allow them to go in the sea and they will find it. Let's put it in outer space. No, one day they will build spacecraft and they will go out there and find it. Where can we put it that they probably will never look? We'll put it inside. I can't tell you how many people I have tried to get my peace from. Some of them loved me. They adored me. I was the apple of their eye. And much as they wished they could give me peace, they couldn't. And the more I discovered they couldn't, the more I felt let down by them. I've done that with friends, parents, children, and enough lovers to fill this auditorium. Some of them would have given it to me, but they didn't have it. All I could do was get to a point where I realized I had to look for it in the last place I ever would have expected it to be in me. Church, we must continue to praise God through thick and thin. The last time I was here, I was with one of my sisters in the back room praising God that we held great faith that her nephew, who had been told needed to go home and wrap up his life and take his last breath. We were in that back room rejoicing that we were going to hold on to a different affirmation, a different story, a different possibility. Only in the last few days, because I'm not a social media person, someone who is let me know that her nephew has gone home to be with the Creator. I had to ask myself, did something go wrong? I had to remind myself, nothing can ever go wrong. This earth is not our home. There's a scripture that says we have all come from the light, and to the light shall we all return. Lay your fear aside long enough to see what God can do. That you have not been brought this far to be left. That you shall never be left nor forsaken. Lift up your praise. When you are up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams and your hopes have been crushed by some manifested scheme, when you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fear, don't you let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. God can work through we who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. For the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you they drop powerless behind you when you praise God. Where is your treasure? It is within you. It has been called the pearl of great price. It's said that for that pearl, a person with any common sense will let go of their desires for anything else, knowing that when you get this pearl, you get everything. Seek you first the kingdom, queendom, lordom, all of the Almighty One within you, and all the things will be added unto you. Thank God for Unity of New York. Thank God they seem to like me, these people who hire here. Thank God they have asked me to return again in 2018. On the first Sunday of each month, they still think I have something to say. I don't work for everybody. I told you before. I get so tickled when I hear people say, everybody loves God. I'm glad y'all do. And I'm glad you know I love you. If you ever, ever, ever want to know what your life will be like without me loving you, you ain't never going to find it. Because the love I extend to you, I will never turn off. I will never take back. Because I don't expect that any of you have what I need. I expect that together we will remind one another. We're pregnant. It's not always comfortable. It comes with backaches, headaches, migraines, insomnia, swelling, and discomfort. But I remember my ex-wife holding her big belly too tight and going, if I didn't know this little boy was causing me all these aches and pains, I'd be upset. But even while I'm holding my back and swaddling to the bathroom, feeling like my bladder's gonna bust before I get there, there's a smile on my face and one inside me. Carlos, I'm pregnant. I'm about to give birth to a baby. Gabriel will visit you this week. And when Gabriel visits you, you might freak out. But while you're freaking out, keep your ears open. Because I don't necessarily know the personal song that Gabriel will have come to sing to you, but I do know the first two lyrics. Fear not. You see, church, praising your God, you will see what God can do. God is in heaven. Heaven is in you. Holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and that there is nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free. And so it is. Chosen to carry within you the seed of the Almighty Lord, and to give birth to the Holy Child that you were born to be. You don't have to do it by yourself. Activity is over. Yet you are free to agree or to disagree. Agree with me now. The greater is the power that is within you than any challenge you have ever faced or facing now or ever will.
So